With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Amos Oz is a controversial figure in his native land of Israel, where he describes himself as a peacenik. In his essays, he has taken the Israeli government to task for being too belligerent. His novel, A Perfect Peace, is semi-autobiographical, and its main character is not unlike a younger Amos Oz, who joined a kibbutz when he was 14. Published in Hebrew in 1982, A Perfect Peace has been translated into English in an edition published by Harcourt, Brace, and Jovanovich. For Amos Oz, reading the English language edition made him feel much the way he feels about his own sons.
They are mine, and yet they are their own. They are my own flesh and blood, and yet they are different. Certain pages in this book overwhelmed me in English, in the way of being, in a sense, better than I thought they were. Probably enriched by English idiom. Probably estranged from me by traveling into a different language.
A Perfect Peace is the story of a family living on a kibbutz in the 1960s. Amos Oz still lives on the kibbutz, sometimes doing guard duty, sometimes teaching, sometimes working as a waiter, but mostly writing. But Amos Oz felt it was time to temporarily get as far away from the kibbutz as possible.
I even needed to get as far as I could from my own language, from Hebrew, in order to write yet another Hebrew novel set in Israel.
So Amos Oz went to Colorado College in Colorado Springs as a writer in residence.
And in a strange way, in a funny way, it's one of the least alien places where I had ever visited. People are open, forthcoming, friendly, warm, much like my own folks back in Israel.
Amos Oz, who tells the drama of Israel in his novel A Perfect Peace. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Despite the distractions of living on a kibbutz, Israeli writer Amos Oz continues to perfect what he does best, write.
I write easily, but most of my working time I spend on erasing, changing around, and chiseling away. I work like a sculptor.
Amos Oz writes in Hebrew, but his novels and essays have been translated into 18 languages. His most recent book, published in America, is A Perfect Peace, the story of a family living in a kibbutz at the outbreak of the Six-Day War. Amos Oz says his native land is more sad and thoughtful today than it was at the time it invaded Lebanon.
I think the ultimate results of the Israeli invasion into Lebanon taught all of us a painful and very expensive lesson about the limitations of military power.
Amos Oz does not see himself as a pacifist, but does condemn the Israeli government as too aggressive.
The Lebanon war was a gross overreaction. I believe that a partial threat or a limited threat should have been met by limited military measures rather than by a full-scale war.
Amos Oz has repeatedly spurned suggestions that he run for political office in Israel.
I'm not the kind of character who could move around saying no comment to anything. I happen to have a comment to everything under the sun, which disqualifies me as a politician forever. I'd stick to my basic position, which is that of a witness, hopefully an honest witness, to the Israeli drama.
Israeli writer Amos Oz. Harcourt, Brace, and Jovanovich has published his novel, A Perfect Peace. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.